All right. Well, hello, everyone. We're so grateful that you chose to join us today online for church. If you're a part of our Harbor community, welcome. We miss seeing you in person and we can't wait to be back together again. But for now, this will do our online connection space. And if you're new with our community, if you're not someone that attends Harbor, we're so glad that you're here. We're so glad that you somehow stumbled upon this and we hope that you feel welcome. And we hope that we meet you in person someday. We have a great service planned for you today. Again, we're so excited that you're here. We also want you to know that we recorded this earlier today, but you can join us live on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. on Zoom. And the way that you can get into that Zoom call is by going to our website, harboroofhope.org, and there's a button right on our homepage where you can join us live. So if you're watching this later on Sunday, or maybe you're watching this in the middle of the week, we want you to know that you can join us on Sunday at 10:30 and it's live, and we would love to be able to see you sitting in your living room as we're sitting in our homes and be able to connect with you. Speaking of our website, did you know that you can give online? Genuinely, if you didn't know, we have options to give online. So a huge part of the way that generosity happens in our community is in person. There are offering boxes in our church room where we often have services, but obviously we are not in that space right now. So you can go to harboroofhope.org/give, and there are ways to give online. And we are so grateful, Harbor, for your generosity. And we just ask that you would continue to be generous in this season. Later in the service, Cricket's going to be talking about other ways that you can be generous with your time in this season and update us on some care initiatives. We're going to hear from Jeff about how to stay engaged in this season, which we pray that you will stay engaged with us in this season. And we're going to hear an amazing, encouraging message from Amy Cheney. So get comfortable, stay tuned. We're going to get started. So I'm going to pass it off to Jeff now to talk about staying engaged in this season.
Thanks, Allie. Yeah, we are trying to stay engaged. We're in this new unique season of figuring out what it looks like to be the church, to be community, to be the body of Christ from afar. And so in order to do that, we want to make sure that we stay as connected as we can. And so I'm so thankful for everyone who's engaging today on Zoom, who's engaging on video. We're so happy to have this connection together. And if this is the only way that you're connecting with Harbor, we're happy to have you. So thanks for being part of our family. But there's more ways that we can engage. There's more ways that we can stay connected throughout the week. If you're not getting emails from us, we send out weekly emails, and recently it's been a few emails more than just weekly, but you can sign up for that list at harboroofhope.org. Sign up to be part of our e-update list. But we also have social media that we're filling out like crazy these next couple of weeks. So if you don't follow Harbor of Hope's Instagram or Facebook, please do. We're sending out updates almost daily and touch points with the staff and encouragement for people. And then if you are a parent with children, follow Kids Harbor on Facebook and Instagram, because we're sending out resources for what to do with your kids at home, for how to keep developing your children spiritually. And we're sending out regular touch points with volunteers and leaders from Harbor to give some sense of normalcy at home during these few weeks. And if you have a teenager or are a teenager, follow HSM, Harbor Student Ministry, on Facebook and Instagram, because we're finding new ways to stay in community. I'm sending out silly videos almost daily to bring some levity to the situation. And we're just trying to join together in as many ways as possible to stay the body of Christ, even online. But now I'm going to pass it off to Cricket, who has some care initiatives that she will talk about. Cricket?
Thanks, Jeff. Boy, it's good to see all of you there. It's so fun to see faces that you haven't seen in weeks. And I want to talk today about care. Some of you have lost jobs. Some of you have this week offered to help with what do people need. I can offer this and that. And it's connected with a sermon I did a little over a year ago with Kelly, where it was focused on the man who was sick and his friends tore through the roof to lower him down to where Jesus was so he could be healed. And one of the main phrases that I had from that was, sometimes you carry and sometimes you need to be carried. And as the weeks of this virus go on, we may find ourselves in either place in that scenario. And we need each other. That's what we're here for. We're the body of Christ. We're family. So what the staff and care team have come up with is a tool that can help us connect those of you who are in need with those who want to help with those needs. And you'll find a little checkboxes on the front page of our Harbor webpage and on the care page. And they're the same. And one is I can help, and the other is I need help. And there's a form on each one that you can fill out and say, I will pray with someone, or I need to pray to have someone pray with me. I would like a phone call. I need help with someone going to get groceries, or I can go get groceries for you. And we want to connect you all together because we're in this all together. So if you have any questions, feel free to text or call me and I'll see what I can do. And we'll see what God's going to do with all of this. It's all for him and his glory. Now settle back in your chair and let's hear what God has given Amy to share with us today. Amy?
You guys, my heart exploded watching all of you come into this room. Very literally, my heart is still racing. It is so great to see you. I miss you. And I don't know about you, but I've been looking forward to seeing all your faces this week and just still wasn't ready for it. It really makes a difference gathering all in one place at the same time. That's what we're designed to do. It's how we're designed to worship with one another. So thank you for joining us and making this possible. I also think that at this point in this entire situation, it's time to be honest. I don't know about you, but I've spent the last couple of weeks trying to be everybody's encourager. Some of you are in this boat too. I'm watching you on Instagram. You're being very encouraging and that's super great. You're encouraging me. I know that when I'm in a crisis, that's my go-to posture, to encourage the people around me, to kind of grab the bull by the horns and make my way through. But today I want to be really intentional to not do that outright. I want to choose to be honest with you and a little bit vulnerable, and then let God be the encouraging bull by the horns guy that he is, and enables us to be. So yes, I am scared. Yes, I am worried. Yes, I miss my colleagues and my friends. I miss you so much already. Yes, I'm getting a little bit stir crazy. Yes, I am disappointed at all of the things I can't do right now or for what feels like the foreseeable future. Yes, this is really hard. Yes, and I am so certain that God is present. Yes, and I trust that God is active in my life and in yours while we're stuck in these circumstances. Yes, and I know with every fiber of my being that God knows that I am heartbroken, and he knows and he cares about the anguish in my soul. Yes, and I am certain that God can draw peace and transformation out of this very mess. Just the other day, I posted a picture of my son on social media. If you follow me, you saw this, my little 2-year-old Luke. And guys, he's perfect. He's precious. He's just the dreamiest little toddler boy you could ever imagine. Many of you know him and care for him in Kids Harbor. But Luke was built and born during the very worst year of my husband and my life. He was built and born during the year that my husband suffered through cancer treatment. And Luke was built and born not despite those circumstances, but from within those circumstances, fully a part of it. And he emerged from that time, this like perfect, precious, living, breathing, toddling picture of grace and redemption. And he's a reminder to us of that and God's power to be that every single day. In that season of our life, God did not take away my husband's pain. He didn't take away my fears for his life or his long-term health. He didn't protect us from having to walk through all of that either. But he still managed to redeem every single second of it. So today I want us to think about that. that God isn't just able to redeem things. He promises to redeem all things, to bring new life to this world through Jesus Christ. And this is really easy for us to miss when we're busy. If I'm assuming you are as well, I am busy praying for God to remove all of these circumstances from us, to make it just over quickly. It's easy to miss this. But God doesn't promise to remove our pain or discomfort or provide us with all the things that we want. He promises to redeem our pain and discomfort and to provide us with the peace that we need through grace. In the second letter to the Corinthians, Paul writes to these people building the church in the city of Corinth, and he writes to them in the midst of changed, disrupted plans. See, Paul was supposed to be traveling through Macedonia and then eventually arrive in Corinth to spend real physical time with these people that he'd been advising by mail. Doesn't this sound timely right now? That Paul had these nicely laid out plans to go spend time with people, and something bigger than got in the way. His own persecution got in the way, and everyone was disappointed. So he opens his letter like this. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 through 20. It says, "You may be asking why I changed my plan. Do you think I make my plans carelessly? Do you think I'm like the people of this world who say yes when they really mean no? As surely as God is faithful, our word to you does not waver between yes and no. For Jesus Christ, the Son of God, does not waver between yes and no. He's the one whom Silas, Timothy, and I preach to you. And as God's ultimate yes, he always does what he says. For all God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes. And through Christ, our amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory." That's a lot of like back and forth there, but if I use the Message version of this text to kind of simplify it a little bit, Paul's basically telling these people, what, you think I'm waffling? No, he says, I try to be as true to my word as God is to his. Our word to you wasn't a careless yes that was canceled by an indifferent no. How could it be? He says, when Silas and Timothy and I proclaimed the Son of God among you, did you pick up on any yes and no, on again, off again waffling? Wasn't it a clean, strong yes, he says? And then he continues to hammer it home. He says, whatever God's promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray, the great amen, God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. And by his Spirit, he stamped us with his eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what is destined to be complete. Whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. Think about that. God's yes and our yes together, gloriously evident. All his promises are yes and amen. Yes, I'm afraid. And yes and amen, God has promised to redeem all things through Jesus, and I cannot possibly even begin to understand what that might possibly look like coming out of these circumstances. And in order to ever fully experience that redemption, I need to surrender my current circumstances and trust that he's present and that he knows and that he cares and that he will bring beauty out of this. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. The only other thing that's any more comforting to me than this, that Jesus is the fulfillment of all God's promises ahead of time, and that includes this promise of renewing all of life and giving us an eternity of God's full presence, is that this has always been true. The only thing more comforting than Jesus himself is that he's always been true. One of my favorite verses in all of scripture, which honestly, I think I say a lot about a lot of different verses in scripture, is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, which says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ, the great amen, the big yes stamp on all of God's promises has always been and will always be precisely the same. The God who loves us when we're hurting is the same God who loves us when we're winning. The God I love and worship has always been the same in times of peace and prosperity as he is in this pandemic. The God who you praised 3 months ago when you earned a promotion or found out you're pregnant or provided for your health is the same exact promise keeper he was in that moment. He has not changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow in peace, prosperity, and pandemic alike. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for being the same today as you were in all of the times in peace and prosperity that we can remember. Lord, we lift up today all of those who are sick, all of those who are struggling through the loss of a job or the fear of losing their job. We pray for all of those who are working in healthcare, who are bravely charging into the middle of this crisis, working on the front lines. We pray for those of them who are fearful for their own health. Lord, we ask for you to protect and provide all that we need to weather this storm and bring forth the beauty that you have waiting for us to notice. We love you. We trust you. We know that you're here. We know that you know and that you care about the pain that we feel. And we trust that you, in all of your perfection and all of your all-powerfulness, will bring forth transformation, one that is more beautiful than we could have ever imagined on our own, that is just dripping with the Holy Spirit and your grace and your mercy. And we ask you to help us be sensitive to that and to notice the things and the people around us that you are transforming and making new, even through this, which is so difficult. Yes and amen, Lord. We love you and we pray these things today in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amy, thank you. That is a powerful word I'm going to keep with me today and tomorrow and as we continue, because yes and amen is the word we're going to need to hold on to right now. Yes, this is scary. Yes, this is hard. And amen. God is good. He is with us. And we're not alone. Harbor, we are a family. We're not a church that meets in a building. We're a church because we care about each other. And so whether this is your first time finding Harbor of Hope or you've been part of our family for 20 years, remember the truth of today, that in peace and prosperity, in pandemics and fear, God is with us. He never leaves us. He loves us. I'm reminded of a verse from the book of John chapter 14 where Jesus is sitting with his friends and it's a really scary moment. Jesus has said that he's going to be leaving them, but he has good news. He has yes and amen news. He says, I'm telling you these things while I'm still with you. The Holy Spirit, my Father will send at my request. The Holy Spirit will make everything plain to you and he'll remind you of all the things I've told you. Why this is such a powerful promise to me is because it's true. When we get the word of God in our heart through song, through scripture, as Amy said, having that favorite verse that we can cling to, the Holy Spirit brings it back to remind us. As Cricket reminded us earlier, the word you might have in your heart today is sometimes we're carried, sometimes we have to carry others. Yes and amen, God is with us when it's hard, and he's with us when he's given us the strength to do the next thing. So Harper, I'm going to ask you to do something with me for a moment. Would you close your eyes? Would you take one deep breath in? And one powerful breath out. And know that in that moment is peace. And that's the promise of God. You can open your eyes if you had them closed. Know this today. We are so grateful for you. We love you. And we want you to know that we're here. Please reach out for anything. Maybe you today are the person that's able to carry somebody. Maybe you're the person who needs to reach out for the first time in your entire life. Try going to our website, harborofhope.org, using one of those two little documents and seeing if there's a way that you remember today what God has told us, right? Yes and amen. If we're scared, we can do things while we're scared. If we're feeling alone, the promise is he's never going to leave us. Those words, yes and amen, remind me of a favorite song. And maybe you just take a moment at the end of this and Google it, yes and amen, and sing together that God's promises are yes and amen. He is with us right now. He is with us in the season to come. And Harbor, we're here for you. We love you. Thanks for being with us.